This is extremely unusual. We have, several of us, me being the office climate person especially, have researched this issue. The last time we had something even remotely like this was in 1994.
What took place back in 1994?
A very similar event where we had a very large mass of unusually cold air come down into the central United States, and it resulted in a fairly long period of unusually cold weather, and it froze pipes and did all kinds of nasty things that people don't like. It's been a while since we've had air this cold.
So when you talk about all these terrible things happening, what can we all expect this time around?
Because we have a large body of warm water, well, relatively, like Michigan to our west, and because we have temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below zero in Minnesota and Wisconsin trying to come into Michigan, which otherwise would just come in without the lake is going to warm the air up and moisten it and make it unstable and create snow showers. So we're going to have a fair amount of wind, and we're going to have snow showers. And because of the strength of the wind, the snow shower bands, which normally they don't go too far inland, they typically wouldn't get past US 131. But because the wind, the system that's driving all this, is fairly strong and isn't moving very fast, the snow band's going to get all the way across the state. So even if, like, you live in Pontiac or where you are, you're going to see some snow from this system.
Are you surprised to issue a winter storm warning that is 4 days in duration?
That, too, is very unusual. Okay. I mean, that is absolutely for sure. We very rarely would issue a warning like that. Normally, when you have, as I'm sure you realize, when we have a winter storm come through, typically they last like 18 hours. And so maybe you put the warning out for 24, 36 hours, you know, because of the cold air and lake effect behind it. But for this particular situation, where we did have a snowstorm yesterday, there was a classic snowstorm, but then we had this cold air come in. Because the cold air, the way it's coming in, isn't going to just move out. It's going to be over us till Friday, and it's going to keep driving this lake effect snow. It is very unusual to have a warning out this long. Absolutely unusual. I couldn't honestly tell you the last time we had a warning that lasted this long.
Long term, are we going to be stuck in this pattern? I know we get a little bit of a reprieve this weekend, but are we going to get another Arctic blast to follow?
The short story to that is yes. I'm also the office climate person, and back in the fall, I had already figured out that we were going to have a warm December with very little snow. And I couldn't tell back then when exactly it was going to get cold in January. I had 6 years that were similar to this in terms of what the ENSO pattern is and how the weather in Michigan reacted to that. And they all did very similar things. December was warm, which it was, and we had very little snow, which we didn't. In November, by the way, it was cold and snowy in all six of these analog years. In all these years, when the cold weather hit in January, but didn't hit at the same time in the month. But the month of January always ended up cold and snowy, no matter when. If it took later in the month or early in the month, didn't matter. And then February, in every single case, was cold and snowy. So I would say that February is going to be cold and snowy.
All right. Well, from our vantage point here, I can look out over the Grand River, and it looks as though it might be rising a little, slowing just a touch. What are the forecasts? And I know that you're not necessarily a hydrologist here, but what are you hearing in the office about what we might see along the state's waterways, and in particular, the Grand River?
Well, you're going to get ice jams, you know, and so there are typical places where ice jams form, and where they form, you're going to have issues. Right now, we're watching the Muskegon River at Bridgeton, which is had a nice jam, but it's not really affecting too much. But we're monitoring it. There are several river gauges that do have ice jam indications, and we're monitoring it. And typically, ice jams become more of a problem when the temperatures go up. So when we're going to really see a problem with this is when it warms up this weekend, because it's also expected to be some rain with that. So that's going to break up some of the ice, and then the ice will get stuck in the river bends, and that's when it's really going to become a problem. So I don't think it's going to be a big problem in the next 3 or 4 days, but, you know, come Saturday or Sunday, we might have some more serious issues with that. So that's definitely something to keep in mind.
All right. Stay warm for now. Stay indoors. And then I guess carry an umbrella Sunday. I don't know. Crazy January weather.
Yes, I completely agree with you.
Meteorologist William Marino, stationed out at the Gerald R. Ford International Airport. Thank you so much.
Glad to talk to you. Stay warm yourself.